If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Place your legal sports bets at BetRivers.com, your new home for sports betting. Millions of betting options a year on the sports you love. We offer live in-game betting on major sporting events worldwide. Tons of bets available during games, from money lines, prop bets, and many more. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at BetRivers.com.
Not valid for any participant of Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral service can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
If pain management has led you to addiction, you're not alone. Opioid, heroin, and substance use affects 3 out of 5. Symmetria Recovery provides pain-free, personalized outpatient recovery with a 90% recovery rate. Their comprehensive treatment allows you to live your life while treating all of you, not just addictive behavior. Find your personalized care team now with 6 convenient Chicago-area locations. Call 866-687-5761 or visit SymmetriaRecovery.com. That's Symmetria, S-Y-M-E-T-R-I-A, Recovery.com.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Claiborne. Plus, take an extra 30% off with coupon. Easy savings for anyone and everyone. And if you're on the go, enjoy contact-free curbside pickup without leaving your car. Spread the love. Share the savings. JCPenney. Offers end Sunday, 10-4. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
I've said it before. We've talked about it in years past and leading up to this point. You know, last year you could really see it click for him, just kind of getting after it a little bit and not being so fine. I think he felt comfortable with where he was at physically, you know, getting situated here in Chicago, all that stuff. So you could really see him kind of go out there with a peace of mind and just compete and pitch. And when you allow a person with how much talent he has to do that, you're seeing what you can get.
The crowd is Ewing.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score of that is the voice of John Lester. And he's talking about you, Darvish, and you on the bump today. Very important day, a potential elimination game. So we should see the best from the Chicago Cubs. At least that is the hope. And the best of you, Darvish, would be a great way to start that.
And the best of you, Darvish, would give us a chance to see maybe the last of John Lester again tomorrow. Every start that he makes, you start to wonder if it will be the last win in a Cub uniform before he can get that chance to have to win today. It's win or go home. A lot riding on the outcome of this game, of this series. You heard Ron Coomer. There's almost like an acceptance among people around the Cubs that, you know, this core, unless they do something really special in this postseason, faces being broken up. And that is something we've talked about, something that will be reality. But let's hope it's later rather than sooner. And we're still talking about the Cubs staying alive on Monday when we get back on the show.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, it'll be today with you and then Lester on the bump tomorrow, provided you get the result today. And it should be fascinating to see how this team performs. I'm really curious to see if the bats can come alive. I think that we saw Ian Happ hit in the first game, and that was it. And I get it. They gave up a big inning, but you're not going to win a ton of games 1-0. So you need to be able to score some runs, and we've gone over the list, and we've looked at the numbers and how dreadful it has been in whatever, 6 of the last 7 playoff games only scoring a run. It is it's disconcerting, to say the least.
Yeah, flip the script. You cannot go out by losing to the Marlins. You cannot end the season this way. You're better than that. The Cubs are the better team in this series. This isn't like the White Sox. I think you look at, okay, it's a team that's going to learn from this experience, be better for it. This is a Cubs team nearer the end than the beginning of their run, so they can't let that happen. So I think, yeah, we need all those things to be true. I can't forget what you said. You have a point remaining about the White Sox, because we need to close the loop there, because there's lot of still raw emotion that is going to be processed today here on the station and throughout the city, because that was a tough one to take.
Yeah, I think that there were two things that we have to talk about connected to the White Sox. But the big one that I wanted to get to was just the idea of this rookie class, right? You saw Louis Robert hit a home run that made everyone remember Mickey Mantle. You saw Dane Dunning open the game. Obviously, he didn't go very long, 15 pitches, but he's a rookie. Garrett Crochet got hurt. I hope to God he's okay next year. I hope you're not looking at a Tommy John surgery. That's obviously the fear. But that he had a pretty good rookie season. I think that when you talk about Cody Hoyer, when you talk about Matt Foster, you go through the list, Nick Madrigal, maybe, I know, does he need off-season shoulder surgery? Does that fix your base running? I think that there are a lot of things about this team to feel good about. A lot of guys kind of graduated. Andrew Vaughn is still out there. We did have a Zach Birdie sighting at one point. There are still some younger players. Now, it's not like the Cubs' idea of having a stud guy you can bring up every year. That I love that idea, that there's always one guy ready to come. Maybe Andrew Vaughn's the last of that list. I don't know. But
the best is yet to come.
But the youth being served is a big point.
You say that, but the Sox really have had players that have come up, and I think maybe this is just the beginning. It points well taken about the Cubs having kind of a series of guys. But you wonder, the Sox are kind of looking like they could be on that same path. Andrew Vaughn next year. Maybe it's the kid they drafted out of the other pitcher they drafted in the first round this year. Jared Kelly. You just don't know. You still have some faith in Birdie, and you still have some faith in some other guys. Look at what the rookies did yesterday before the bottom fell out, Molly. You're exactly right. Robert and Madrigal. Madrigal hit 340. We can pick apart his base running. We can isolate on some defensive lapses. But this kid hit 340, just coming up in spot action. There's a lot to be excited about from a Sox fan perspective that's very difficult to remember on days like today. But, yeah, that's the broader conversation. Right now, people want the manager replaced. They want the pitching staff solidified and all those things. Are worth discussing, but overall, you've got to feel good about where this is headed.
Kevin even said it today, and a lot of people have said this idea that couldn't you take the money that Edwin Encarnacion is making and just invest that into your McCannon, if you will, and James McCann ends up being your DH/catcher, so you keep him and Lucas Giolito together, obviously great rapport there, and you got great cover if anything were to happen to Grandal. They're going to need a backup catcher anyway. There's not one that is sitting out there that you know of, maybe Oscar Colas. But David, I think that the problem with that is he's not a starter. And, I mean, I guess you could say he is if he's the DH, but when's the last time the Sox – went out and paid big money to make sure they had a backup? It's not like the Blackhawks with the goalies or something. It's just a difficult one to imagine happening. And then the other decision is Alex Colome. This guy had an unbelievable year, and right. He's not a guy that uses kind of high velocity to get the job done. He's 31 years old. Your closer is up. Now, there isn't a lot of money out there in baseball, but everybody needs relief pitching, right?
Absolutely. Those are really, in terms of priorities off-season wise, I think you're adding at least one dominant starter, figuring out what to do and how much to spend on your closer, because Colome was underrated. You're right, he had a tremendous year. And I think James McCann is an issue because of what he means in that clubhouse, what he does in stabilizing things behind the plate when he catches. That's, you know, you look at Grandal, with all due respect to framing and all the other things, you know, James McCann has a lot of value. And you're going to have to be able to, you know, be willing to reach deep into your pockets if you're Jerry Reinsdorf to kind of, you know, it's the cost, it's the inflation of winning. And the price for your roster just went up, and to maintain is going to be difficult to do, but you've got to spend. And if they do, they can keep winning and I think get even further next year.
And, you know, the rapport that McCann has with Giolito, I think, is, you know, another, particularly Giolito. You know, the whole pitching staff likes him. He's good in the clubhouse, but just look at what Giolito can do with James McCann. And I think that's why, Molly, I brought it up to you earlier. You know, you can sell that maybe to McCann. You know, you will be playing every day, whether it is catching, whether it's, you know, being the DH, and that way you get both McCann and Grandal in the lineup every day, and you keep them both happy, and then you also have McCann to catch Giolito as well.
Didn't it sound like he was saying goodbye?
It did.
I mean, yeah.
Yes.
That,
it was a goodbye.
That was kind of downer.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, it was a downer. And I think that he is saying goodbye. You know, listen, they went out and they made some moves last year. And Grandal, that's fine. Dallas Keuchel, forget that start in the playoffs. That was a great move. Okay. But Edwin Encarnacion blew up in their face, right? I don't know. You know, Joe Maddon had a say in the reliever falling apart. Steve Cishek did nothing. blaming Joe.
Blame Joe again.
And, and the Mazzara move was, what was that? You know, it's not one that you come away with. You come away thinking you need help in the bullpen, and you might need more help in the bullpen because of the decision you make on the closer. And you need help in right field, and you need help at DH. But more than anything else, you need, I agree with you, two pitchers. So that's a lot of money. That's a big shopping list. And I'm not sure how you're going through that list and how you're trying to figure out which you prioritize, what you must have. I would prioritize starting pitching. It's going to make
absolutely
all the other guys better.
Absolutely.
I mean, here's the thing about pitching. You can't just include the growth of a player into your plan. Well, you know what? Dylan Cease now has all these starts. He's going to be back to striking guys out rather than walking them. I don't know that you can say that. I don't know that you can go through this and just project, well, Dane Dunning, you know what? The arm's going to be stronger. He's going to be better. I think you might be onto something there. But, oh, you know what? Michael Kopech's coming back. Ah, he's missed a couple of years. He's going to be great. I don't know that you could do that. Yeah.
You can't make that assumption because you are on the brink of something special here with the White Sox. And you have raised and changed expectations. And once you do that, you can't assume these things like the three guys you just mentioned. Yeah, promising. Yes, potential. Potential will get you fired. Potential will ruin
That's
your
right.
day in off season. So go out and get the sure things, and that costs money. And so you're going to, now that you've raised expectation, you're going to have to increase your payroll. That's just the reality of professional sports in a major market, and the Sox have to start acting like a major market team again. So that is what is the mandate for their off season, which started sooner than we would have liked. But I am with you 100%. You don't go into next season counting on maybes. And yesterday, they counted on a maybe in Dane Dunning, and because they didn't trust another maybe in Dylan Cease, you can't go into 2021 that way.
All right, we're going to talk to Dan Bernstein next. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
And that segment was brought to you by Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicago's go-to waste and recycling hauler.
Today, get Chicago's hometown call with Pat and Ron for Game 2 of the Wild Card Round right here as the NL Central Division champion Cubs try to stay alive in this short series with the Marlins. Our coverage starts today at noon. First pitch, 1 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are Chicago's official radio home for the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at Amazon.com/apply. That's Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Place your sports bets at BetRivers.com. You'll find a massive number of basketball betting options, bet point spreads, money lines, and game totals directly from your mobile device. And when you win, we pay fast. We pride ourselves on our quick and easy payouts. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, more action, more fun. Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Claiborne. Plus, take an extra 30% off with coupon. Easy savings for anyone and everyone. And if you're on the go, enjoy contact-free curbside pickup without leaving your car. Spread the love. Share the savings. JCPenney. Offers end Sunday, 10-4. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
The first day of owning a new car is amazing. Fast forward to day 90, and if you own a Hyundai Tucson, it's still just as amazing, which is why J.D. Power ranked it number one in initial quality amongst all 2020 compact SUVs. The Hyundai Tucson, a great deal more than just a great deal.
Lease the Tucson for $189 a month for 36 months with $26.99 due at signing, or get 0% APR for 72 months. See your local Hyundai dealer today. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards. Offer ends November 2nd, 2020. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
At Great Clips, we want you to feel good about getting a great haircut. That's why we created the Great Care Promise, our commitment to keeping everyone as safe as possible in the salon. From contactless online check-in and social distancing to rigorous sanitization and mask requirements at all Great Clips locations, we're doing more to keep our salons clean and comfortable. Check in online and get a ready next text when you're next. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. All salons are independently owned and operated. Contact your local salon for specific safety measures.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 Cars for Kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Joe Ostrowski here. Horse racing is back at Hawthorne Racecourse. Bet anytime, anywhere with the free Club Hawthorne app. Watch and wager on the Belmont Stakes today. Visit clubhawthorneapp.com to download for free. Open a new Club Hawthorne account today and get a $50 bonus after you bet $50. Just use the code HAW50. Visit clubhawthorneapp.com to download for free. That's clubhawthorneapp.com.
Chicago's Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Mark DiBartolo here with Len Roofing and Remodeling. Chicagoland, we're facing challenges that were unimaginable weeks ago. We truly want to thank our first responders and healthcare providers for their dedication and service. At Len Roofing, we protect Chicagoland homeowners. Rain, wind, snow are your roof's biggest enemy. Len Roofing can protect you. We offer no interest, no payment, same as cash financing. Visit us at LenRoofing.com. Be well and stay safe.
Experience elegance, joy, and connection at Anthology Senior Living. Explore the finest in assisted living and memory care at the beautiful and nurturing Chicagoland communities in Grays Lake and Wheaton. Enjoy premium amenities and vibrant accommodations with robust safety measures designed to keep you healthy. Private apartments start at $3,800. Take advantage of a rate lock through December 2021 for a limited time. Learn more and schedule your tour. Visit AnthologySeniorLiving.com.
But the hour brought to you by Gulf Bill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer, beats any deal by at least $500. Visit GulfMillFord.com. And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster conditions.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR.